This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Oh, yeah! That's right! What's up, people? We are live. Welcome. Welcome one, welcome all. I'm Ray Lytle, and welcome to the program. With me, as always, the one and only... Gully.
Hello.
And Vanilla Gorilla.
I'm on strike till Coco comes back.
So how are you guys doing? I'm sorry, you said, what were you doing?
I'm on strike till Coco comes back.
Oh, okay. I didn't catch that. It's very funny.
Thank you.
I am addicted to this new thing on the iPhone.
Is it a ball washer?
No, it's like the game Scrabble.
Okay.
Have you heard of this thing yet, Gully?
What's it called?
Words with Friends.
I have never heard of it.
Oh, my God. You've got to get this thing.
It's not as catchy as Scrabble. Words with Friends.
But I'm telling you.
I think it came up with something better than that.
It's unbelievable.
It sounds like a TV show for special kids.
Listen.
It does, actually.
It's basically Scrabble, all right? And I saw it on Facebook. I was sitting up late last night. Was it last night or the night before? Whatever it was, I was up late. Couldn't sleep. So I saw all these people talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, okay, that sounds somewhat interesting. What the hell? I'll check it out. All right? I figured, no big deal. I'll check it out. So I go to check it out. And loaded it, and nothing happened. I didn't understand it. I'm like, well, this just seems retarded. Not to offend Sarah Palin. Please, Sarah Palin, please don't get angry at me because I said the game seemed retarded. But it did. It wasn't working for me. So then later today, I go to pick up my daughter. All right, from school, and I'm waiting because you got to get in line and wait forever for your child.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to get there early enough to where she doesn't have to wait in the cold. So I don't want her getting sick, you know.
Fair enough.
So I'm a good father. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but I'm a very good father. And if you haven't heard it, it means I haven't been saying it loud enough. So anyway, I decide I'm going to get there early, and I'm waiting. So I'm bored while I wait in the car. And I used to play this, I played this one game, all right, that was a jet skiing game.
This is the one you use on the toilet as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but I seem to have finished the game.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's like when you finish it, it's just like, well, it's boring now. I couldn't believe I finished the game.
I mean, it wasn't boring to start with, a waterboarding game.
No, it's not waterboarding. It's not a waterboarding game.
Oh.
It's called Eye Torture.
It's not waterboarding like...
It's not really torture, guys.
No, it's not like you're trying to get information from terrorists or anything. The point of the game is you're on a jet ski and you're racing people. It's a racing
game. Oh, jet ski.
Not waterboarding, water racing.
Oh, so jet skiing on your iPhone, that's not boring to begin with.
No, it's actually, you know what, you see, I'll, let me show you this game. Hold on. I'm going to show you some of the graphics of the jet ski game. If you're looking at your camera.
You know,
and by the way, if you're watching, I know a lot of you are doing the audio only, but if you're watching the show, then you will see... you'll see us. You'll see me on a camera. You'll see Gully on a camera. I have enabled Gorillas, but he has chosen to not, you know.
I am broadcasting live and nude today, Ray, from Two Clown Studio A.
Look at it.
What am I looking at?
You're looking at the game.
That's very interesting. Yes.
That's a little HOMO, Ray.
Gee, quiet. See, it's a very cool game.
H-O-M-O.
You're racing a jet ski. And I just wrecked. Thank you.
Way to go.
Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Now you got a waterboard. You got a waterboard.
No, you don't waterboard anybody.
Well, then what's there should be a bonus game for that.
So that's the game. Anyway, so I usually play that one, but I finished it, so I needed a new game to play. All right.
Can you get, like, Legend of Zelda or something?
So I got this. No, I don't know how to. I wouldn't know how to play Legend of Zelda.
I got Legend of Zelda on my phone.
Oh, sounds like you.
What's wrong with Legend of Zelda?
So, I've got Call of Duty on mine.
So so I get this game, this word game. And I'm like, well, I'll try this thing out. I got to tell you something. So I'm waiting for my daughter to come out of school, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there waiting. And I go, what the hell? I'll play this game, you know, this ridiculous game that I don't understand, but people seem to be crazy about it on Facebook. So okay. I get a random, I pick random game or whatever, and I realize all it is Scrabble. Now, I never played Scrabble as a kid.
Why not?
Just never did. I mean, it was just not, I don't know if we didn't have it or, I don't know the situation around it. I just remember that we never played Scrabble when I was a kid.
I want them to come up with a new Scrabble game. You know how they came up with, like, Trivial Pursuit, and they had, like, the 20 years or whatever in the 80s, 90s edition, stuff like that?
Right.
I want a new Scrabble, the Urban Dictionary edition.
Ebonics. Why not have a Ebonics Scrabble?
That's right.
Would filth be included, of course?
Ebonics Scrabble sounds actually very good.
Strawberry milkshakes? Oh, yeah.
Like, or how about Obscene Scrabble, where you could put in, like, a bunch of slang terms?
Yeah, but there's only so many.
The three-letter ones are always the best ones, though.
So I end up playing the Scrabble game. And now I'm playing, like, 7 games right now.
Uh-oh.
You can play more.
7 different games?
Yes, you can play more than one person at a time.
Oh, my God. This show's going to go nowhere quick, isn't it?
Telling you.
Raise on crack.
It is. The game is unbelievable.
Can you watch, like, if you go to the internet, can you watch, like, videos on your iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, like, go to, like, a random website and it'll play, like, Flash videos and stuff?
Yeah.
There's no Flash on the iPhone, but some sites.
Well, like you play YouTube stuff.
Yeah, but it's, like, a separate application, though, isn't it?
Yeah, no? you can't use Flash on the iPhone.
I can use Flash on my phone, so when I'm sitting bored, nothing to do, I just watch porn.
Well, you have an issue. I'm not as big a fan of the porn.
There is sites where you can go and watch porn on your iPhone. You just make it play on the media player.
See, mine just plays straight from my browser.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that you get to watch porn on your phone, Gorilla.
As a matter of fact, I watched Who's Nailing Palin the other day on my phone.
I have seen Who's Nailing Palin.
Pretty good, isn't it?
I had to get that. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I mean, does she look like Sarah Palin? Yes.
Yeah, she sort of does, doesn't she?
Does she sound like Sarah Palin? Kinda.
Yeah, sort of.
Does it matter?
Not really.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's, anyway, this game's pretty cool.
I'm in a very good mood today.
Why are you in a good mood?
Because you watch through all the porn.
Well, apart from the porn.
You watch porn.
But from the kindness of strangers, I'm getting a book sent across from over there.
What
and
book?
I managed to secure, Gary Vaynerchuk, the wine dude, and tech guy sending me, like, this book for free. And some guy on Twitter, I was trying to get a ticket for the Free Rage Against the Machine concert today and the lottery thing, and I couldn't get one. And some guy on Twitter said he had the page up if anyone wanted to send him a message. Some random guy. And he put my details in and arranged, and I got the confirmation email before, and I'll be going June 6th to Finsbury Park to the big gig.
So, wait a minute. You got tickets for Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah, the big all-day concert they're having in London.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm very chuffed. There's something like nearly a million people hammering the site as well.
Can I play one upsmanship here?
Cuffed or chuffed? What was that? You're very what?
Chuffed. Happy.
C-H-U-F-T. That's happy?
C-H-U-F-F-E-D.
Oh, chuffed. Chuffed. Okay, well, very good. I didn't realize that was slang for happiness.
That's what he uses. It's like 17 points in Scrabble, right?
Right. I think I need I gotta write that one down.
Slang Scrabble.
Gully, you have to get this game so I can beat you in it, or you could beat me in it. Either way, we got to play.
How much does it cost?
It's free.
Oh, well, I'll get it then.
That's Gully's favorite price.
Even if it did cost anything, I would pirate it anyway. So.
It's a very good. It's actually pretty fun. I'm enjoying it. I'm literally right now playing. I've got 5 games going.
Did you lose the other two, Ray?
Yeah, I'd rather not talk about those.
They don't exist.
But
is the dictionary American
let
English?
Let me just say, obvious. I don't know, because someone used the word Wakers, W-A-K-E-R-S. I didn't even know that was a word.
Okay.
I don't even know what the hell that means.
Hold on, I'll look it up for you, Ray.
W-A-K-E-R-S. I don't know what the hell that means. I mean, I use words like at. Hat. Sat. Fat. Pat. Actually, Pat not accepted as a person's name.
IQ is pretty good.
IQ is good. I got, you know what, I'm sitting on a K, and I don't know how to use it.
So what's this called? I'll download this now. Go on.
It's Words with Friends.
Okay. It does sound like a special person's learn to spell for special people.
And my name on it is Chubby Ray. You got to pick a username, and then you go out and you find people. I'm serious. Okay. It's pretty good. I highly recommend it. I highly recommend Words with Friends. All it is Scrabble. But it's pretty fun.
I am installing it right now.
I've enjoyed playing it. Hey, by the way, the phone number, by the way, is 217-883-4667 if you'd like to join the show and call us. We will take some phone calls today. I will do more than play my Scrabble game.
Oh, can I one up Gully?
Yes, go right ahead.
He had a good day today. I may be getting promoted at work.
Oh,
up yours,
nice.
Englishman.
Are you in a position to hire at work yet? Because when that happens, you can hire Gully and I. And
I'm sure I can get a green card if I get a job.
Yeah, especially a job where you work.
Yeah, you. Pretty intensive, actually, where I work.
Damn it. Can't you? Isn't there something easy where you work with that I could do for a living?
It depends on how easy you want to go.
Well, just enough money to feed the family and still do this for fun. Because I still want to do this. This is what I like doing.
Well, I mean,
I
what do you want to do?
Something for 8 hours a day. So I'm a very skilled person.
We have really unskilled jobs to extreme jobs.
Hmm. Well, I've got management experience. Yeah, well, last job I was a manager.
Did he ask you? Was he
asking
you?
I have a job now.
Was he asking you?
I just thought I'd interject.
Listen, why don't you go open up the Liverpool newspaper and look at the want ads?
No, there's no ads. That's the problem. There's no job.
You're chuffing me off here. Oh, wait a minute. Is chuffing, is that bad? Chuff, it's good.
You're making me
unchuffed right now. I'm very unchuffed.
And I am the anti-chuffer.
You're the anti-chuffer. I don't know, Gorilla. I thought that you guys aren't hiring anybody where you work.
No, not right now, but I'm sure they're going to open that up soon.
I wouldn't mind working with that. That's a company I could work. I mean, what company?
Yeah.
That's something that I can work at.
Close enough.
So anyway, there's a lot going on in the world, though. Right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
There isn't there. There isn't. There's nothing going on.
No.
Nothing happens today.
Nothing important. It's Wednesday.
Nothing happened today. You know, you're right. I'm kind of looking at the news right now. Nothing. I'm looking online as we speak. Really, nothing happened.
No.
I mean, the Olympics are going on, but like we said yesterday, the Olympics have basically been... all they have been is a about the guy who died before the Olympics even started.
Right. You know,
that has no one cares about anything else.
If they played a replay of the incident in between events, that would keep people watching.
All right.
It would.
I'll tell you one thing. Tiger Woods did it. Did you hear about Tiger Woods today?
No.
Oh, you didn't hear about this?
No.
What's he done now?
Tiger Woods, his people
who's
announced.
He done now?
No, this is actually pretty interesting. Tiger Woods' people announced that he is going to end his silence over what happened and speak to the media.
Wow.
For the first time since the 3 months ago of his, for the first time since his accident, which led to the revelation of his dozens of mistresses and everything else.
Tiger Woods is my hero.
Woods. Hey, you know what he's got in common with you? He's sleeping in a separate room from his wife as well.
Yeah, he's on a rocky road to ruin, too.
I'm sure he's got like a guest mansion or something he can sleep in.
Woods will talk to a small group of reporters at 11 a.m. Eastern Time Friday from the clubhouse of the TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida.
He can't do this in his living room?
That's the home of the PGA Tour. I think he's playing. Or no, is that where he lives? Isn't that where he lives?
He lives at the Sawgrass?
I think he lives near there, yeah. His agent, Mark Steinberg, said this is all about his next step. He's looking forward to it. I think he's getting ready to play golf again.
I thought he retired.
No, Tiger Woods hasn't retired from playing
golf.
And he was
in sex rehab.
Too much money to retire.
You know, I think, to be honest with you, I think that he's ready to play, and that's why he's doing this. I think he knows. It's kind of like when the Cardinals hired Mark McGwire as the hitting instructor. They knew they couldn't start the season unless this guy came clean and said, this is what happened. So finally, after he did that, now he's ready to just be the hitting coach. I think Tiger Woods is the same way. Now that he wants to play golf, he knows that if he doesn't make a statement, then all it's going to be about is him and his sexual addiction and everything else. An article on ABCNews.com says Tiger Woods is going to speak Friday for 5 minutes. He'll speak to a small group of friends, colleagues, and close associates. He'll discuss his past and his future. He also plans to apologize for his behavior. While he feels that what happened is fundamentally a matter between he and his wife, he also recognizes he has hurt and let down a lot of other people who are close to him. He also let down his fans, and he wants to begin the process of making amends. And that is what he plans on discussing. This, according to his agent.
It's going to be live on Ustream as well.
Yeah.
Big news.
Oh, really? Will it? Awesome.
Get to watch that live.
His agent says that this is not going to be a news conference. Questions are going to be limited. A small group of reporters, all who are friends of his, are going to be allowed to attend, while others will be allowed to watch from a nearby conference center on a televised feed. So we'll see. It sounds to me like they've pretty much set it up to where he's surrounded by people that are friends of his. And the question is, will the friends of his be brave enough to ask him the real questions? Or is it set up to where they're only going to ask fluff questions?
Oh, they'll all be pre-screened and pre-written. Yeah. There won't be anything blunt or trying for them. It'll all be scripted.
Maybe fluff isn't the word that I should
use. Yeah, you don't want to use that around Tiger Woods.
Yeah, because he's had enough of fluff.
I do see here where Jesse James and Cinnabon are reunited.
What?
Yes, I know.
What do you mean Jesse James and Cinnabon?
Yes, his dog Cinnabon.
Oh, him and, oh, that's right. I saw that Sandra Bullock's husband, right?
Yes. You don't know who Jesse James is?
Yeah, I do know him. I didn't know what you were saying until you talked about the dog, then I realized immediately.
Oh, yes, the dog set it up for you.
Well, because I knew they were looking for the dog.
Yes, they found it.
I thought you were talking about some guy named Jesse James having a cinnamon roll. I didn't know what the hell.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Jesse James actually had his first cinnamon roll in a month.
Well, I didn't know what you were talking about.
Well, I thought even more bizarre because I was thinking of the, like, the outlaw.
What
Jesse James and him being dead. And
what
know.
Is the, what's the circumstances? Where was the dog?
The dog was, it doesn't say where the dog was. It just says he was, she was found roaming the streets of Long Beach a while ago. And, he's going to pay the reward, apparently put a reward up.
So someone actually kidnapped his dog?
No, they didn't kidnap him. The dog just ran away or something. It doesn't say.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Has to be a nice bit of cash, though.
Well, yeah, if you know it's a famous person's dog. Isn't that sort of a fear, you know?
Dog napping.
Yeah.
Oh, your favorite dog. You know what happened if I was, like, famous, Ray, and my dog was kidnapped? You know what I'd do?
I have absolutely no idea what you would do.
It's a dog.
I shudder to think what you would do.
It's a dog, Ray. Ugh. Are you still playing that game? Stop playing the game.
I am. I'm sorry, because Gully just signed on.
Oh, no.
To play the game with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Chubby Ray Live with your host, Vanilla Gorilla.
Okay, I just wanted to put in one word. What is the big deal? One word.
Because now Gully's going to put in a word, and then you're going to put in another word.
Just one word! Come on!
I'm not saying whether I'll put a word in or not.
And by the way, Gully put an obscene word in to start the game. His first word was S-H-I-T.
Yes.
Use strawberry milkshake somewhere in there.
I'm going to give a strawberry milkshake. Hey, I wanted to mention this. Kevin Eubanks. You might be looking for this Gorilla or Gully. You're both pretty good sidekicks.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Eubanks is leaving The Tonight Show.
They haven't even gotten back yet, have they?
No, they haven't. I guess it's his fault.
You know why Kevin Eubanks is leaving?
Because
he's with Coco. That's why.
You think he's with the Conan, huh?
That's right. He's with Coco.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think it's amazing he went with Jay to his new flop, and then they're going back to the old, you know, the old show, and he's like, no, you screwed Coco,
according,
you son of a bitch.
According to the Hollywood Reporter, when they come back, all right, they're saying changes are coming to Jay Leno's revamped Tonight Show. Leno's longtime band leader Kevin Eubanks is leaving the program. And announcer John Melendez will no longer provide voiceover for the show. Eubanks will still appear on the revamped Tonight Show when it debuts March 1st, but the guitarist is currently negotiating an exit date with NBC. Sources expect that he will leave within 1 month of the show's return. The often-amused Eubanks joined Tonight in 1992 and took over as band lead from Branford Marsalis in 1995. He joined Tonight in 1992. He then followed Leno to his short-lived Jay Leno show, primetime thing. As for Melendez, who rose to infamy as Howard Stern's... Oh, that's Stuttering John Melendez. As Howard Stern's psychic, Stuttering John, he is still expected to continue as a writer on the show. I don't know what he could write. I wonder if he stutters when he writes, too. You know what I mean? When he writes, does he write, you know, D-U-H, 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 D-U-H?
You know, I wonder... Every time before Jay Leno does a joke, he goes, "Do you hear about this? Do you hear about this? Do you hear about this?"
Yeah, who's
what if it's that guy writing the joke?
Right.
This is in the news. Do you hear about this? It's that guy writing that joke.
The guy who wrote this over and over again is the guy who stutters.
That's right.
That's funny. We'll pick up more of your current events news in just a moment. Right now, I want to tell you tonight's show is brought to you, today's show brought to you by our good friends at the Blue Grouch. That's right, the Blue Grouch. Love the Blue Grouch. On West Maple in Springfield. It is, it's east of Penny Lane. You know, Penny Lane is actually right there. Maple's across the, if you look at Penny Lane, look across the street. That's Maple. Take Maple and go down till you see the Blue Grouch. And by Blue Grouch, there's Oscar the Grouch. It's a Blue Grouch. Always with great drink specials like $2 Captain Morgan drinks on Thursdays. $9 domestic buckets on Saturdays. $2 domestic bottles on Sundays. $1.75 Miller night on Monday night. $1.75 well drinks on Tuesday night. And tonight, Wednesday night, it's Bud night. $1.75 Budweiser products at the Blue Grouch. And this weekend, February 20th, the Blue Grouch will be celebrating its third anniversary party with music from The Machine. Courtney Grimes, who used to be the guitarist in the Itchy Pickles, and then played with a band called the Dirty Ernies, that is his new band. And in order to celebrate the third anniversary, $1.50 domestic bottles and well drinks. I am actually wanting to go out there. We should go out there, Gorilla.
Is that tonight?
No, it's Saturday. I have to take my nephew to wrestling that night, but afterwards, and maybe I'll head out there.
You know, I actually like going to Blue Grouch.
Yeah.
Being a smoker, it's really bad going to bars nowadays. But they have that nice setup in the back.
They do have a really nice
setup. And it's heated, and it's like, it's separate from the rest of the bar, so you kind of got to go out for just a second.
Yeah.
But when you get in there, it's nice and warm. It's not like, you know, going out to, like, I don't know, Starship or something where they have that, you know, it's covered, but it's all open, and you're still freezing. That's why I like going to Blue Grouch.
Make plans for March 5th. That's when my band's playing out there again. Two Ton Baby will be back March 5th at the Blue Grouch. I can hardly wait. Very excited about it. Anyway, they bring you to today's show, and it's wonderful to have them as part of it. I've got, some email.
Uh-oh.
About the show, and I've been meaning to get to it. We've been so busy that I haven't gotten to it, but let me get caught up and I will get to it. One of the letters talks a lot about yesterday and some of the stuff we talked about. First letter, though, comes from our buddy P. Double in Kyrgyzstan, or wherever the hell he is.
Somewhere really hot.
He says, Ray, I can honestly say I've never sat down and eaten lunch with anyone famous. This goes, remember last week we talked about famous people.
Mm-hmm.
However, I shook hands with Hillary Clinton and John McCain when I was in Iraq. And I once rode my motorcycle in a charity event with Dan Aykroyd and Jim Belushi.
Cool.
Well, that's sort of like run-ins with famous people.
Yeah, definitely.
I've never shook Hillary Clinton's hand or John McCain.
Who wants to, really?
Well, why not? John McCain and Hillary Clinton are both, you know, very famous. Why wouldn't you shake their hands?
Because I don't really like to shake hands with lying people. They're politicians.
So you would never shake a politician. His letter goes on to say, the most famous person I've ever talked to for some extended period of time happened because of a job I had. After high school, I got a night job as the bodyguard for the mascot of the Springfield Capitals.
Yeah.
Cappy. The announcer with the Capitals was someone you may know. This super famous person has since gone on to become the premier voice in St. Louis radio, hosting shows for the Rams and other huge gigs. I am, of course, referring to the one and only Sean Belint.
Yeah, Shawnee. That's my hero. Sean Belint and Tiger Woods. That's who I look up to.
I can honestly say Sean was a great guy, and all the time I worked with him in that magical summer of 1997. And I must admit that I was a huge fan of your show, The Morning Disaster. So I was a bit starstruck whenever I got a chance to talk to the Sean Balint. The most interesting part of being around Sean was every time you saw him, he acted like he didn't even remember who you were. By saying his signature line, "I'm Sean Balint." How could I not be a little starstruck? He's bigger than life. Literally. I was thinking about all the weird things that happened at that job the other day, and I thought of a story I thought you guys might like to hear. Just for the oddness that I was there the night it happened. Oh, I think I know exactly what he's going to talk about. WQLZ, the radio station you used to work at, used to do promos with the Capitals. And whenever the Morning Disaster crew was at the game, it was always the busiest night. I remember hearing on your show... that you were going to fulfill one of Jim the Photographer's bucket list dreams by allowing him to sing the national anthem.
Oh, my.
And since a running joke on the show was Jim's inability to sing, I wondered how this would go down. I thought there was no way that Jim would be the one who ended up singing. So I stood in front of the dugout and watched Jim the Photographer standing on the third baseline, flanked by Mikey and Bodine. I was expecting you to put on a record of a brilliant or lovely voice person singing the national anthem and have Jim mouth it. Then I thought, well, no one sings the national anthem. Perfect. Then Jim actually started to sing. And Jim... And Jim forgot the words.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
It's the best line. Which, by the way, were conveniently displayed on the scoreboard. That Jim decided to turn his back to, even though the flag was on top of it.
Oh.
The look of horror on Mikey and Bodine's face as they fed him the words. I'm sure any World War II veterans in attendance probably felt like the British guy in the Simpsons episode where Homer flies a British flag for him, accidentally catches it on fire, and then puts compost on it. And then puts compost on it to put out the fire. All before handing the flag to him as a sign of respect. What can I say? I thought it was a magical night. Let me just say that many people didn't. Jim was the left fielder. The left fielder for the Springfield Capitals baseball team was so upset, he took a swing at Jim.
Nice.
The guy actually went and said, what the hell did he say? He said, "My uncle died fighting for this country, you... mother." He was so upset at Jimmy. And listen, this was my mistake. I should have never, ever let him do this. I take the blame for this. I don't know what I was thinking. Common sense dictates I should have never let him sing that night. This is a true story, you guys. Jimmy actually sang it. It was just horrible. It was horrible.
I'm sure he brought
the house down. I cannot even begin to explain the melting of my heart into the pit of my stomach as he started singing the national. Oh my God! It was just brutal. And the bombs in the air. At the Rockets, but there.
I want to hear Gully sing it.
Oh, I don't know the words.
Why would Gully learn that song?
I don't even know the words to the national anthem of the UK and England. I haven't got a clue.
Ray, I'm pretty sure you were in the audience for all that, but when the opening ceremonies were over, Cappy the mascot and I would take a couple of innings break in the offices at Lanphier Park. About 2 seconds after we went into the little break room, Jim and the general manager of the team came in to the next room. And Jim was trying to apologize and explain himself, saying, "I got nervous. That's a lot of people, and I never work in front of more than like 20 people." By the end, Jim was doing his yelling of, "I swear, I didn't mean to. I'm not an American." Meanwhile, the general manager of the Capitals was screaming at the top of his lungs. It was like a morning disaster bit in my very own living room. What Jim should have said was, "Hey, you've got 2,000 paying fans out there, and you normally can't give away tickets to this shithole. I mean, who really wants to drive all the way to the north side of Springfield to see an Independent League baseball game? I'll see you later. Super." In the end, the general manager eventually accepted Jim's apology because he knew the only big nights the team ever had were WQLZ morning disaster nights. Just thought you would find the story funny that someone who actually listens to the show today was actually there on that night. So in closing, the most famous person I have ever met is Sean Bolin. Signed, P. Double. Thank you, P. Double. That's a fine letter.
Yes, and he left my marriage out of it this time. Thank you, P. Double.
That's a very fine letter. You're right. He left your marriage out. Let's see if the next letter left your marriage out.
No. You know what, Ray? I would like to talk about the time I met Sean Bolin for the first time.
Funnily enough.
Let's see, where is this other letter I have to read? The other letter disagreed with me a little bit.
Ooh.
Was it Yellow Fury?
No. Of course not.
He disagrees with you a lot.
Yellow Fury always disagrees with me. Let's see, where is this letter? Where is this letter?
Apparently, I always agree with you.
According to Linus.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
We all know he talks BS. And the fact that he's a gimp.
Here's a letter. Letters from Poolside Pat.
Oh, no.
It says, "Ray, the topic of divorce versus people staying married but being miserable kind of touched a nerve with me. I'm sure you were not intending to be as flip as you were. But you made statements that were, I hope, not what you meant."
Uh-oh.
"What sounded like the basic premise of your position was that people should get a divorce in relationships where they are not happy. The issue I have is that too often people take a period of rough patch as being not happy. I'm sure you would agree that a good marriage requires both people to commit to having a good marriage and putting in the work to make the marriage good. When life presents challenges, for example, financial hardships, and couples have to struggle through them, I would hope they wouldn't get a divorce thinking they were not happy, instead of working together and working through it. I'm sure this is actually how you feel, because you keep encouraging Vanilla Gorilla to work with his wife in his horribly broken marriage." Well, that's a horrible shot at Gorilla.
Damn you, PSP.
"If one person in the couple is no longer willing to work to make the relationship successful, then you can talk about divorce. I just think that not happy is too low for the bar to be set. Having said that, I'm not nearly as interested in Vanilla Gorilla sleeping in separate beds from his wife as you are. It sounds to me like Vanilla Gorilla and his wife are at least communicating and working on things, which, by the way, is a recipe for success. However, I do find the dream about the turtle very fascinating. I suspect that Gorilla has some secret nesting issues going on and might benefit from having that dream analyzed more thoroughly by a professional." Well, I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Gorilla's got turtle? Issues.
Yes, the dream about the turtle that you had last
year. Yeah, I remember the dream about the turtle, but nesting issues?
Yes. You might want to get checked out. Finally, DC made the comment on yesterday's show that he had heard a lack of sex can cause people to be irritable. If that is true, then Sean Bolin Must be downright furious. Thanks for your time. Signed, Pat Patterson. Thank you, Poolside Pat. There you go. There's his letter.
See, Pat understands, right?
Let me reaffirm my position that I talked about yesterday. As obviously, some people do not have the capacity to understand what it was.
Are you really going to... Wait. Are you really going to say at this point that Pat was not smart enough to understand what you were saying?
Yes, I am.
He's going to rip you a new one.
I know. Well, listen, what I was saying was this. I'm not saying that you should get divorced simply because you're not happy. I'm saying if, for example, these couples that have a marriage that is broken and cannot be saved, where both couples have decided they do not want to be married and do not want to fix it. And they basically lead separate lives while living together. They have given up, in other words. You're not doing your children a favor by staying together. That's what I said. And that's what I meant. I didn't mean just because you're having a rough patch you should get divorced. Gorilla, have I at any point told you should divorce Mercy?
On air or off air, right?
Off air.
Yes.
Oh, how dare you. I have not told you to... I never told you to divorce your wife. I don't want you to get divorced. I would never... I just... No.
No, he hasn't, folks. Yeah, he's been very...
Yeah, I would never say that.
Very sweet and generous. He's tried to talk me into bed many times.
Yes. No, I would... I wouldn't do that. It's just not something that I... You know. I don't think that marriage... the divorce is ever a first step. I think divorce is a last step. But what I'm saying is there are couples that have broken marriages where they are broken beyond repair and they try to stay together for the child. And I just don't think they're doing their children any favor. They're not doing their children any favors. And they're not doing themselves any favors. Get out there and better yourself. That's what I was saying. So, no, I'm not saying don't try to work out a rough patch. Of course I think you should try to work out a rough patch. I'm very fortunate in the fact that, as far as I know, and I should call my wife to find out, I don't think I've ever had a rough patch.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be in for a couple surprises if you do that, right?
No, I'm serious. I don't think I've ever been, I seriously want to ask my wife if she would consider anything that we have gone through in our marriage a rough patch.
Women see things differently than men.
Well,
right?
That's what I mean. That's why I would like to ask. You know,
and the other thing is probably not a good thing to do on air.
And you know what? The other thing, you think so?
I'm pretty sure. Right?
Come on, why?
I imagine her mind is a list 20 miles long.
Oh, come on. That is wrong.
It's a woman thing, Ray.
That is wrong.
I'm not trying to belittle women. I want it known right here and now that men and women think differently.
Well, so my wife is...
Something that doesn't bother a guy will bother a woman.
Well... I would, if we have had a rough, let me say this. If my wife and I have had a rough patch, okay, then we're a lot worse off than I thought because I have never known it. And the fact that I have not been told of the rough patch in itself, I think, is a problem.
All right, next letter.
Well, that's it. I was only reading those. I'm only reading those two.
All right.
I got another one that's boring. I got one about advertising, and they're boring.
The first, you want to hear about the first time I met Sean Bolent?
Sure.
The first time I met Sean Bolent was a disaster. It was after Jimmy's funeral. Right. And I was doing the thing on air where people were coming in.
Yeah.
And they were telling all the Jim stories. Sean Bolent comes in with his signature line, "Hi, I'm Sean Bolent." And I go, "I know who you are." And he goes, "Here's my card." So I had this Sean Bolent card for I don't even know how long. I couldn't even tell you. And I don't know why he gave me his card. I still to this day. Like, I was going to call him up and go, hey, Sean, want to have a beer? Now, I don't know if I'll ever call him now because I tried to help him. I tried to set him up, and he spit in my face, Ray.
You're right. You're correct. He did spit in your face.
That's right. We're not friends anymore. You tell him. I'm cutting him out of my will, Ray.
He was in your will?
He was, but not anymore.
The fact that he was in your will is kind of disturbing. Makes me question what the hell kind of will you have.
I was going to leave my little black book, right? Mm. Girls' numbers. And
I don't know why anyone put him in a will.
Measurements and...
Well, then girls that like you are chubby chasers, too.
That's funny. Yeah, nothing wrong with that, either.
Mm. Well, I think Sean has been wanting to get on the show. He's been texting me every day saying that he wants on the show.
Well, he needs to pay me $50 now.
No, but he says that he can't, you know, he's working, and he says there's a bunch of kiss asses. There's a bunch of kiss asses that are at work.
Uh-huh.
He says there's a promotion coming open, and all the kiss asses that want it are staying at work late.
Well, so Sean Blitz being a kiss ass.
No, he works a weird schedule. They have some people that start early in the morning and then they work till, you know, like 5. And then Sean starts a little bit later in the morning and he works till 6 or 7. I think he works till 7 or something. So he says all the kiss asses that usually leave by 4:30, they're sticking around till like 6 o'clock to try to let the bosses see that they're still there, you know, working because the promotion's coming up.
I hope he's not listening to this on his phone out in the open, because now they all know what he really thinks of them.
Right. He thinks they're kiss asses. Meanwhile, Sean is not trying for the promotion.
He is or is not?
Yep. No, he's not. I don't think he is. Because then he would be staying till like 9 or so.
He should go for it.
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't seem to be, you know. By the way, have you noticed that Gully started playing that game, and we have not heard from him since?
He's looking up words to beat you, right?
Yeah, I think he's become addicted to the game.
Way to go, Ray.
Yeah.
Gully, we need somebody to fill in for Gully.
Gully has become addicted to the word game, aren't you, Gully?
No, I'm not addicted to the word game.
You're playing the word game. As soon as I told you about the word game, you disappeared. You haven't been speaking, and I'm watching your cam, and you're intensely... You are looking at something.
I was looking at a new Dolby mobile phone with 5.1 surround.
Mm-hmm.
And for the record, right, I am going to kill you on that game.
What's the best word he's used so far?
I don't know. I haven't been playing because I got into the show, so I stopped.
I've stopped playing as well.
Yeah.
I'm still going to win.
Whatever.
Oh, God. It's not that important, Gilly.
Yes.
It is important for me to win.
I'll play in Scrabble later. I'll show you the back side of an ass-whooping, son.
Feel free.
Look at him. He's totally playing this game. I just looked at my thing. I just looked. This is him. He's playing the game. He just said that to me.
It's rather a large word as well.
Yeah.
And then now I know your tiles, by the way. Thank you.
This is just
it doesn't really matter, Gully.
It matters to me.
Now I know your tiles.
You fell into my trap, sir.
Yes, I'm sure he had that play nothing the gang with his MI6 training.
Mm-hmm. It's what the first thing they learn you in school.
Yeah.
Now you're actually putting one back now.
Yes,
though,
please, you guys stop playing the game while the show's going on. Am I the only professional here?
As I say, as soon as I told him about the game, he disappeared. We haven't heard anything from him.
I actually
complete silence. He's playing that stupid game I told him about.
Yeah, but you just went silent just then, so you was doing exactly the same.
No, I had it on to see that you were playing it. Now, my hand is in my hand.
Oh, okay.
Excuses.
I have my microphone in this hand, and this hand is picking my rear end.
Oh, well, that's very interesting. Thank you.
Oniony fresh.
Oh, smells like an onion bagel.
Fabulous. And by the way, I picked up my phone to text my wife, not to play the game, gully. I text my wife to see if I could call her, and then she sent me back a message saying, what did she say? She's in a horrible mood, she's a headache, and...
Oh, yeah, this is the perfect time to call her, then.
She's not going to go on the air.
She'll be more forthcoming if she's already in a bad
mood. No, I think that she's listening to it, and she goes, well, yeah, we have had rough patches, and I don't want to talk about it. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
But that's what I mean. If we have had rough patches, then they've been rougher than I thought because I didn't even realize we were having them.
And the fact that you're oblivious to it.
The fact that I'm oblivious is probably what the problem is.
You know, I think relationships have come with rumble strips.
Yeah, but everybody says, but, you know, I get sick and tired of people saying that rough patches in relationships are the norm because I don't think they are. They say everybody goes through rough patches or everybody fights. And
they
no,
do.
I don't. I. You know what? Then maybe I am the exception.
No,
because we don't.
Your wife
have.
Is fighting. You weren't.
Well, maybe I'm just oblivious. That is obviously one of my issues. My personal issues is my obliviousness to every thing that happens. Because people who end up having issues with me, my life seems to revolve around people that I don't even know they dislike me. And then I find out years later that they didn't like me. And I was oblivious to it. So maybe,
that could be a problem.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe the problem is that I am oblivious to everybody but myself. I seem... Because remember, Gorilla, when you told me before, you said you thought that you thought I didn't like you or there was something going on. I'm like, I have no idea what you're... I was clueless to whatever everybody...
You fired me, Ray.
Well, but I don't remember doing that. I certainly don't remember that. I'm oblivious to that.
We were on air in the middle of a show.
I don't even remember it.
And you took over the stream with TBR.
I don't even remember it.
It's that's probably, just evil, Ray.
A lot of times I get mad about something, and 5 minutes later I'm over it.
Temper.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You're probably going to get mad when I beat you by about 50 points on that game, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to enable some video. I'm going to enable Surfer Girl's video if she wants to put some video up.
That would be nice.
Who else has video? Listen to Randy have video, I should put him up.
Who else has boobs? Would be more apt.
If you guys, if you want video, if you have video and you want me to enable your video, let me know, and then I'll put you up in the room so people can see you. All right? Go ahead and I'll enable the video for you guys to go live. Just make sure you don't have your sound on.
I like the way that the delay from the... when we speak to the video is very small, so we're not miles behind in the chat.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So feel free to turn your video on. I will enable you to do so. We do have news to do with Gorilla, of course. Before we leave today, we try to do the news every show. I should take a break, though. First, let me play our commercial. Today's show is brought to you by our good friends at the Blue Grouch. By the way, the Blue Grouch, this weekend, they're having their third anniversary celebration Saturday night. Gorilla, I'm telling you, we should go.
This is actually my anniversary weekend, so I'm not 100% sure.
Wait a minute, you're actually going to celebrate the anniversary with the wife?
It's our fifth one, right? It's a big one. It's a milestone anniversary.
Planning on sex?
I ain't planning on nothing, right?
You live in hope.
You live in hope.
That's what you would want to achieve.
Well, that's what one would think.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're Gorilla.
Then you don't care.
We'll take a short break and return in a moment. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Chubby Ray Live. For cold drinks, good times, and live music on the weekends, you can't beat the Blue Grouch Pub. The Blue Grouch Pub. 510 West Maple in Springfield. You can't miss it. It's the only bar that has a blue grouch on it. Stop by. See Oscar, Smurf, Anna, the whole gang. It's the Blue Grouch Pub, 510 West Maple in Springfield. Congratulations to Gully for just getting a triple word score in his online Scrabble playing.
217-883-4667. That's how you call in. Chubby Ray Live. I was trying to break up your Scrabble call.
Oh, Chubby Ray on Words Free Scrabble game.
By the way, I'm in five games, and it's my turn in three of them, and I have not gotten a chance to send back a letter because I'm so into this show. And this is Wednesday, which means I record the Dumb Media podcast right after this show ends. So it's a busy day for me. Let's get to some news. Vanilla Gorilla is here. He gives us the news every single day. And, well, here he is now.
Hello, Raymond.
Hello, Vanilla.
Hey, our first story today comes to us out of St. Louis.
All right.
Let's see. A St. Louis man, his name was Carl Maybury, had ordered a pizza from Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
And he was disgusted when he found out there was a racial comment on his receipt.
What? They put a race? They wrote a racial comment on his receipt?
Yes, there's actually a picture of the receipt. It says, carry out big black large pan meat.
What?
Yes, he thought it was some type of promotion. This had to be the name of the pizza that he didn't know. But he checked his other receipts, and lo and behold, the same spot where his name would go is where the racist remark went on the Pizza Hut on Lindell in St. Louis.
And what did they write for his name?
Big Black.
A big black? Is he a big black guy?
Yes, it is, sir.
Oh, well.
It works.
Yeah, maybe that.
If the shoe fits.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, right.
Maybe that's how they knew. I mean, listen, would you rather be called a big black guy or... he was a big black guy?
Yes, he was, sir.
Well,
that's the spot where your name goes when you order, you go to pick it up. And that's what they put in it instead of Maybury.
I don't know.
He got two $50 gift cards and a letter of apology. And Pizza Hut said they were both disappointed and embarrassed by the situation.
Hmm.
Oh, and it happened on Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, even
I want more than that, though.
He says, and I quote, to be an African-American male and have that type of injustice done to you, especially by a Caucasian, on Martin Luther King holiday, it just threw me so hard.
Well, he's got a point there.
You know, I didn't want to say Caucasian. You know, he wanted to say cracker.
Say, the cracker! You know, the cracker!
He could have got more in compensation, though. He could have pushed it a little bit.
I don't know. I don't think he could have, to be honest with you.
He should have brought it to the press first and then asked them for compensation.
Listen, be happy you get what you get. Two $50 coupons, and what do you get?
A letter of apology, right?
Yeah, what the hell? I'd take it.
That's $100 for a pizza.
Take what you can get, buddy. That's $100 worth of pizza. You're damn right.
It's better than a kick in the face.
You're absolutely correct. You got to take what you can get in today's society.
I managed to get a free phone, though, so obviously he's not doing it right.
How would you do to get a free phone?
I complained. I told you about it before. I got a free iPhone for complaining about an incident in a shop where they tried to sell me something, and I never actually went into the shop. I just suggested that I had an email, and they were trying to forcibly sell me broadband, which they wasn't.
So he pirated his phone, too?
That's Gully.
Oh,
yep.
My God.
That's our Gully.
Free stuff.
The band's unbelievable.
Anything and everything that I can get for free, I will.
Unbelievable.
Ashamed.
I don't know him anymore, Ray.
I know.
I have no shame.
I don't know who you are. Story number two for the news of Vanilla Gorilla.
New Orleans, Louisiana, Ray.
Yes.
Stephen Solis came to New Orleans for a few weeks of visits and music. Mm-hmm. He brought his 6-year-old Labrador mix, Charlie, who days later went missing.
Charlie the Labrador went missing.
That's right. Stephen actually went back to Taos, New Mexico without his dog.
Right.
When 3 days later, a couple showed up with his dog.
Wait a minute. He went to New Orleans with his dog.
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. It was the other way around.
Oh. What happened?
He went to Taos, New Mexico, and that's where he lost the dog, and he lived in New Orleans. I'm sorry.
Okay, he lived in New Orleans, and he went to... How is that pronounced?
Taos.
Taos? Is that how it's pronounced? Okay, he lived in New Orleans, and he went to... How is that pronounced?
Taos.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Okay.
He lived in New Orleans. Why am I hearing?
What the hell?
Surfer Girl.
Oh, Surfer Girl. Okay, there we go. Much better.
She's going to broke it again.
Should have known. All right, so he went to New Mexico.
Right, and then he lived in New Orleans. He lost his dog. But a couple vacationing in Taos saw the collar of his dog and tried to find its owner. They used the microchip scanner, and the couple gave up their airline tickets, rented a car, and made the 3-day drive to New Mexico with the dog. Incidentally, they didn't know the name of the dog. It wasn't on the microchip scanner, but they also called it Charlie.
Wow.
So the guy lost his dog and moved to New Mexico?
No. He was visiting New Mexico.
Okay.
Lived in New Orleans. Went back to New Orleans without his dog because he lost him.
Oh, so his dog went with him on vacation.
Yes, and then this couple found the dog
and brought
it back to New Orleans for him.
That's very nice of them.
That's your feel-good story of the day, right?
That is, that really is.
I feel all nice and fuzzy.
As you should.
Wow. Very nice couple. Very nice couple.
Yeah, to give up your plane tickets?
Yeah.
To rent a car to go to New Orleans?
That's pretty nice. I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do it either. I'd just shoot the dog.
No, I'd just kick it and make it go away.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with me what?
Who the hell would hurt a dog?
Well, maybe I wouldn't shoot it, but I'd at least like shoot it with a BB gun and make it go away.
I'd shoo it away. I'd probably just go, shoo.
Hit it with a broom or something.
Yeah, kick it up the backside. Send it on the way.
I just said, my dog is so stupid that I could put it out in the backyard and it still can't find its way back in. This dog ended up going from New Orleans to from New Mexico to New Orleans. Pretty damn impressive.
Not too bad.
The news continues with Vanilla Gorilla on Chubby Ray Live.
Lewiston, Idaho, Ray. A couple got off to a rocky start after the 21-year-old groom from northern Idaho was arrested on his wedding night and charged with assaulting his new wife in nearby eastern Washington.
I mean, he assaulted his wife.
On their wedding night, Ray.
On their wedding night, he assaulted her?
Yeah.
Oh, starting out good.
According to the authorities, she was slapped and choked during the altercation.
What did that bitch do to deserve it?
She didn't do the dishes, right?
What does she do to deserve such treatment? Mm-hmm. Did he say what she did that made him want to attack her or beat
her?
No.
But he got charged with drunken disorderly and assault, right?
Hmm.
Is he a relative of Joe?
That's what I'm wondering.
Huh. I'll be damned.
What it was, the computer broke, and he decided to beat her repeatedly.
Yeah.
That's what happened last night with Joe, funnily enough.
On the wedding, I mean, listen, how bad... how bad is... If he can't keep from beating you on the wedding night?
Well,
Seriously?
Yeah, you gotta wait at least till the second night.
What better night to enforce the law?
That's true, though. He's right.
Good.
The
God.
Law is the backhand.
The law, as Hillbilly Joe says.
Don't save him for the second night, Ray. Let him know right away.
That's right.
He's got to put rules in place.
Yeah, Hillbilly Joe be giving this guy He'd be giving an award to this guy. He really would. Joe'd be very excited. He'd be all about it. Well, this guy has learned. This is a true learner of the Hillbilly Joe system. You gotta smack her around on the first night. Let her know who's boss.
Painted his.
Yep. All right.
He's a graduate of the Hillbilly Joe, Hillbilly Stew, marriage counseling.
Yep.
He's taking courses on backhand activity.
We'll see what else is out there. Ladies and gentlemen, the news continues. Vanilla Gorilla with the latest update.
Peoria, Illinois, Ray.
Yes.
A lady named Sally Joyner was kind of shocked this past weekend when a bull entered her home.
A bull?
A bull. Like horns and meow. Bull.
Wow.
She called 911 and said, "Please don't think I'm crazy, but a bull just crashed through my front door."
It's definitely an iron opener.
Yeah, she was sitting at the kitchen, and all of a sudden she heard a loud crash. She jumped up and looked down the stairs, and there was a humongous bull in her foyer.
Where's it from?
The bull?
Yeah.
It doesn't say.
I mean, what state did this story happen in? Peoria, Illinois?
Peoria, Illinois.
How the hell do you get a bull in your house?
I don't know. Oh, according to the Peoria County Sheriff's Department, yes, three bulls escaped in the area. Two were seen running in the Detweiler Park, while one wandered into the Brookview subdivision.
From where?
It doesn't say. I'm looking.
I actually know where this is. You forget I used to live in Peoria for many a year. I don't remember seeing bull. A lot of bull crap. Never saw a bull.
Just, nope. Doesn't say where the bull came from.
Just going through people's houses.
Actually, he just went into the foyer, Ray, looked around, and apparently they came and got him.
Thank God she had a red tablecloth. She was able to get the tablecloth.
Olé!
Olé! And she olé'd that bull right out of her yard.
Into the confinement of the cage.
Oh, apparently the guy that had the bull refused to comment on how the bulls escaped.
Maybe he refused didn't the police force him to comment?
Well, yeah, but they don't have to. They don't tell that to the paper.
Oh, by the way, Surfer says. Wolf says it. Says the wolf is in Peoria. He says. He goes, "I'm in Peoria. This is a true story, and the bulls escaped from a guy's trailer." So there you go.
Wow.
Wolf is in Peoria. Hey, Wolf, welcome to the program, man. So this is why I should look at the chat room more often.
See.
See, if he wasn't playing that game.
I'm not playing the game.
They say that the bull did $1,500 damage, but it was confined just to her foyer, so it looks like they're going to get that done pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Damn. Nothing like a bull in the foyer. What will come next on the news? Find out now with Vanilla Gorilla on Chubby Real Live.
Hold on one second, Ray. Something happened. I must have clicked the wrong link. Hold on one second.
Vanilla Gorilla pauses to pass gas. Film at 11.
And Ray, play Scrabble.
Shut up, Gully.
From the Czech Republic, Czech medical staffers are being disciplined after a foot-long surgical instrument was found in the abdomen of a woman who was operated on 5 months ago.
Oh.
Wait, what happened?
A
woman, what did they put in her?
It was a foot-long surgical instrument that was left in her abdomen.
A foot-long? Man, she took a foot-long.
The patient, a 66-year-old woman whose name I can't pronounce, repeatedly complained of severe abdominal pain following a gynecological operation in a hospital.
Oh, gynecological? Good Lord!
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Hot dog and hallway springs
to
mind.
A woman had a... I want you to look at the details of what you just said here. A woman had a gynecological examination.
No, gynecological procedure.
Oh, a gynecological procedure.
Yes. It doesn't say what it is. I'm assuming hysterectomy.
That ended up putting a 12-inch, a yes. foot-long object.
$5 foot-long.
A $5 foot-longer was somehow left in her body.
Yes.
That's going to rust.
And, by the way, it took her how long to realize it?
5 months.
It took her five long months to realize that said foot-long object was stuck up there.
She must have had a lot of kids. It's like 12 kids or something.
Well, she said she had pain, and they gave her pain pills.
Right.
And she would try to drink to get the pain down. But... hold on a second. She told the surgeon that she had pain and she would not be complaining. She's not a hypochondriac, adding she requested an x-ray, but was told this needlessly exposed her to radiation. Mm.
The former Mrs. Holmes said it took her 5 months to realize said object was inside her. So how do they finally determine that it was in there, Gorilla? What did they do?
X-ray. They took an X-ray.
Oh, but they wouldn't give it. They finally gave her the X-ray.
Right, and they wouldn't do that first, which is what was causing her the pain.
Oh, she's suing. Where's she at?
Chick Republic. They got enough money in the check.
Yeah, she's suing somebody.
But she's just screwed. They don't have any.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, if it would have happened in the United States, you know.
Oh yeah, she'd be a millionaire.
If it would have happened in the United States, they wouldn't leave a foot long object in there.
I want to know what the object was. Was it like a magician's wand or, you know, a giant scalpel or something? A cucumber?
What do you need a foot-long object in somebody's abdomen for?
Maybe it was a crazy straw or something. I don't know.
She said, it looks... Okay, they said it's a spatula-like instrument.
A spatula?
what would he cook it?
My guess is that it was a retractor.
Maybe it was a spatula. How do you know they weren't cooking her eggs?
Maybe they were making liver and onions.
Maybe they were making her eggs more over easy and less sunny.
That was a bad joke.
And less sunny side up.
They're cooking
bad
some fish.
Joke.
Cooking some fish?
Yeah.
More like.
Who knows what they were doing?
It's got to get pretty warm.
I will fry on some bacon. Mmm. Some Jim and Dean sausage.
Well, who knows what to get up to in the Czech Republic?
Listen, she had over easy eggs, and they turned them into scrambles. Come on.
Bad joke.
Gorilla has the final story of the day. Film at 11 on Chubby Ray Live.
Aquila, Ohio, Ray.
All right. Back in your old stomping grounds.
Well, Aquila's actually kind of far away from where I lived.
But same state.
Yeah, it's like saying that... Indianapolis is close to us.
All right.
Jimmy Gray says he's been out of work for almost a year and needed a project to stay busy, Ray.
Okay.
So with the heavy snowfall this winter, the 25-year-old laborer got to work on an extreme igloo in his family yard about 30 miles east of Cleveland.
An extreme igloo, okay.
His four-room creation has six-foot ceilings and an entertainment room.
Wow.
He powers the TV... with an extension cord plugged into the outlet in the garage. He also ran wires for cable television and a surround sound stereo.
So he hangs out in the igloo.
And it's got a 46-inch plasma in it.
Is
he hanging on the igloo.
Is he crazy?
He's from Ohio, Ray.
So what's going to happen when it melts?
I assume he's probably going to lose his TV.
Have you ever built an igloo?
No. It's very easy to do when you live in Cleveland, though.
Yeah.
They don't... The snow falls different there than it does here.
Oh, I know. It's all that lake effect snow. It's very...
Yeah, lake effect is horrible.
You forget I lived in Syracuse, New York.
I did. Yeah, you know all about lake effect.
Absolutely. 220 inches of snow the year that we were... Or the winter that we were there.
I lived just on the very, west side of Lake Erie. And it comes down in feet. It doesn't come down in inches.
Yeah, when you get hit, you get hit.
We have 2 inches of snow here in the country.
I'm sorry, you only have 2 inches, Gully. That's a shame.
That's all right, Gully.
It's not about the length. It's the girth,
it's
right?
The girth and how you use it, my friend.
It's not the size. It's the motion in the ocean, Gully.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Oh well. What do you do?
I can't believe he built an igloo. It's a four-room igloo. Even Eskimos don't have four rooms.
Do you remember over Disaster Radio once we got hit with that gigantic snowstorm? We had Jim the photographer build it. Remember he and Guido built that igloo outside. Or it wasn't an igloo as much as it was a giant snow hole. And we made Jim the photographer live in it.
It's probably pretty warm. It actually gets warm in those.
Listen, I remember being a kid and building an igloo with some buddies of mine. And, you know, we were playing war or something. You know, we were doing something stupid. And I remember going inside. We built the igloo so we could hide out in the woods while these... Because you played a game. You know, you basically... Two teams and you try to capture each other, blah, blah, blah. And we built the igloo to hide. But I remember going in there and hiding. And it was very comfortable. Inside the igloo was extremely comfortable. And I remember going in there to hide and falling asleep. And falling asleep in the igloo and waking up and it was dark going, oh, I guess I won the game. Because I felt it was very warm in there. I was comfortable and I fell asleep in the igloo.
Snow is a great insulator.
Yeah. Oh, well, so I do remember being comfortable. However... Once it starts getting warm outside,
I assume he's going to have, like, notice that his palace is melting.
Well, I would hope so.
Although it would be kind of funny if he was in it and it fell apart.
That would be funny, too, especially with all his stuff. No! Get the pig straight out! No!
Now, I'm thinking about just falling on him. Now, if you
said it's a plasma, it's a big screen plasma, you said?
Yeah, it's a 46-inch... Well, it's an LCD, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, they do, you know, either way, they let off heat, those TVs. They love a lot of heat.
Yeah.
I think we should just go and steal it off and save them.
It's got to be melting the snow, yeah. How the hell do you keep people from stealing it?
My guess is
if
you put the TV in there, it's got to have an alarm system.
Well, and, you know, me, let's face it. I mean, I couldn't steal it. My skin's too black. You know what I mean?
What, do you have to blend in with the walls?
Well, I'm just saying, somebody like you, Gorilla, you're very pasty white. You could blend in with the
walls. I am not pasty white.
Me, being very Hispanic, I mean, I'm very, very dark. I'm very caramel. I'm dark, burnt caramel colored. It's very easy to spot me in the snow unless I'm wearing all white.
Well, there's a problem with
all
of this.
In which case, I look sort of like a Yeti. But for me, it would be very hard for me to steal it. Gorilla, you're very pasty white. You can just strip down to nothing and blend in with the wall.
The thing is, though, when it comes to getting off down the street and running away, we're all our fuckers. We're all fat. We can't run very far.
It would just look like a floating TV if Gorilla was stealing it. Oh, my God.
You get 5 miles an hour.
That TV is floating.
Who's going to believe the guy that lives in the igloo?
That's what it would look like. If Gorilla stole the TV in the snow, it would just look like the TV is floating. Someone call the police. The TV is floating away.
Yes, Mr. Igloo Man, we'll be right there.
Yeah. Yes, crazy person in igloo. We'll be right. You know what the police, if somebody ever rips it off, the police are going to go, well, what'd you think, you idiot? You put it in igloo. What'd you need to get the TV? Oh, we just used a shovel. Oh, well, we just used a shovel, and we dug a hole in his house. Like, if someone wanted to get into my house, they'd actually have to break in. If I lived in an igloo, all someone would need is, I don't know, a shovel or, I don't know, a thermos of boiling water.
Well, if it's not too hard to snow, you could just punch holes either side of the television.
Pull it through. They could just kick.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit tougher than you guys think it is to get through an igloo.
I don't know.
You're going to need a torch, right?
Oh, you wouldn't need a torch.
Oh, yes, you would.
You need a shovel.
Because the outside becomes... No, it becomes like ice. It's like real thick ice on the outside.
You need hot water.
Oh, no. Because it'll just
be
free.
What did you need to get in there? Well, I used a match. Well, I used my Bic lighter.
You wouldn't even need that. Small bag of salt.
You're going to... Well,
I breathed on it. I breathed on it, sir, and it,
it fell down, and there was a TV.
And really, igloos are really thick on the outside. I don't think you guys quite understand the igloo.
I told you, I fell asleep in an igloo once.
Very yeah, cool. But it wasn't an igloo more as it was a hole in the thing.
It was, no. Like, what it was is igloo. The igloo was built, when I was a kid, it was in the woods, okay? And there were, like, two, like, mounds of hill stuff. And then we put the igloo in between the two, and the top of the igloo just went across the top of the hill thing. So it looked like it was just a flat surface. But it wasn't. You can actually, if you got on the other side of it and went inside, it was actually an igloo.
Yeah, but I'm talking like a regular Inuit igloo. It's thick, right? You're not going to get through it with a Bic lighter or a shovel. You're going to need something serious to get through the wall.
I seriously think the only thing that's thick is the person that made it, to be honest.
Yeah, well, then they could keep us out. All they have to do is just put a small door. We'd never get in.
Kind of crawl in it.
We would never get in.
Make a small snow dog outside to keep
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what can I say? That's the news! Thank you to the one and only Vanilla Gorilla.
Hi, Neil.
You're giving us fantastic news stories today. Actually, look at the time. Look at the time. Wow. It's after 6. We got to get out of here. Show's over. Back tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Central Time. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the program. The podcast will be up in just a little bit. Right now, however, DC and I have to record Dumb Media Show podcast. If you're listening to the audio-only feed, keep listening. You'll actually hear us record. You will hear us record the media show on the live audio feed. So you are welcome to stay and do that. If not, we'll see you all tomorrow. Say goodbye, Gorilla.
Goodbye, Chick.
Say goodbye, Gully.
Tati Bogle.
Tati Bogles, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow with another edition of Chubby Ray Live. Spread the word. Let everybody know we're here. And we're ready to entertain every afternoon. So long, everybody. Bye-bye.